Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
And welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival, and the day is 3 January 2024. Welcome to today's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And today, Wendy Wilson will not be joining us. She asked to take a personal day off, and I understand how she feels. She took a day off, and so it'll just be me for the first 20 minutes. Then we'll bring up Melody Seastrom for the second couple segments on the broadcast today. But again, welcome to Financial Survival. I hope today we do something that will maybe educate you, maybe say something that will bless your heart, I hope, and maybe make put a smile on your face. We want to do that. life is rough. And, the old song Johnny Cash sang, life is rough. And if you're going to make it, you got to be tough. I understand that. But a little bit of cheer along the way with all the bad news doesn't hurt anything for sure. So let's get into some things here. As always, we'll start with the metals, and the metals were all down a little bit today. Gold is still doing very well, though, I think. We're down $17, but still up to $2,041.92. Silver is down 6 cents to $2,304. Platinum is down $7.23 to $974.82. Palladium is down $6.91 to $1,068.81. So metals were down slightly, but I do believe, folks, in 2024, we're going to see gold set another record. Maybe more than what I think it will. And I hope it does. We'll see. The markets were also down, though, today. The Dow was down 220, 37,495. NASDAQ was down 144 to 14,622. S&P was down 31 to 47,11. The FTSE was down 0.95% to 19,326. The DAX was down 0.138% to 16,538. The Nikkei was down 0.22% to 33,464, and the Hang Seng was down 0.85% to 16,646. USDX was up 0.29 to 102.49. 10-year yield was down 0.035 to 3.909. And oil was up, I think, substantial bit, $2.77 to 73.15. Unless I miss my guess, and if I do, it won't be the first time. I look for the price of oil to start going up fairly steady now, maybe even quickly. With all that's happened in the Middle East, the war over there is definitely expanding. We have now some oil fields being attacked by terrorists, and they're shutting down because of that. So I do believe we're going to see oil prices increase. And I don't know what to say, folks. It is what it is. The result of chaos in the Middle East is going to affect oil prices around the world. So it just tighten your belt and get ready to go for a ride is all I can say on that. But I mentioned about gold prices, I think, will go up significantly in 2024. I think it really will. I do believe that the unrest in this country, I would like to think I'm wrong on this, but I don't think I am. The unrest is going to get so much worse. Can you imagine? This is only just for thinking purposes, if you don't mind thinking with me a little bit. What if, God forbid, we should go to war and there be no election? According to the Constitution, if we're at active war, then they don't change presidents. What if, in order to keep a Republican, maybe even Trump, out of office, war is declared and we don't change administrations? What if? Is that possible? Obviously, the world situation is right now. It's very possible, folks. Very, very possible. Those are things to think about. And how have you prepared yourself for that scenario? I don't think anybody can prepare for it all the way. I mean, God forbid we go nuclear war. I don't know of anything much you can do about that, except ride it out if you live through it. With what's left in the world, who might want to live to even see that? I don't know. But anyway, I do believe gold prices are going to rise. Obviously, we hit a new record a month or so ago. Well, gold prices predicted to hit record highs of $2,300 in 2024. And in my mind, and I might be wrong with this, most of the time I am wrong with things. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. But anyway, I think it will go higher than that. But anyway, in 2023, gold prices jumped from around $1,823 per ounce to $2,062 per ounce, an increase of over 13%, making it the best year for the yellow metal since 2020. On December 4th, gold hit a record high price of $2,135.40 per ounce. For 2024, experts predict gold prices to move higher, falling on from a surprisingly robust performance in 2023. We see further price gains in 2024, driven by a trifecta of momentum-chasing hedge funds. Central bank continue to buy physical gold at a firm pace, and not least renewed demand for ETF investors, said Saxo Bank's Ole Hansen, according to Reuters. J.P. Morgan predicts gold to see a breakout rally starting in the middle of this year due to Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. The bank expects gold to hit a peak of $2,300. Meanwhile, UBS projects gold prices to hit $2,150 by the end of this year if the rate cuts were to take place. Gold saw major ups and downs in 2023 at one event after another affected investor perception. In May, the U.S. banking crisis pushed gold down to $1,810 per ounce by early October. However, the Hamas attack on Israel that month triggered tensions, and gold prices have been rising since then. So, obviously, gold's up $200 an ounce since October. That's a pretty good gain, I do believe, don't you? I think so, anyway. Now, in order to even bolster that news, to make it maybe more interesting and understand the depth that people are planning to use precious metals for, first, Costco, now Walmart. Major retailers are starting to sell gold. Uh-huh. X-users report that Walmart is the latest major retailer to offer a variety of gold products in its online store. This comes several months after membership-based wholesale retailer Costco began selling one-ounce gold bars. Walmart is selling gold and silver. Are you awake yet? This is a financial change, said one X-user. Another X-user said, first Costco, now Walmart. Here's what others are saying. Walmart appears beginning on the precious metals action following Costco CFO Richard Galanti's comments earlier this month about incredible gold bar demand among consumers. You've probably read about the fact that we're selling one-ounce gold bars. We sold over 100 million of gold during the quarter. Galanti continued, when we load them gold bars on the site, they're typically gone within a few hours. Costco's and Walmart's gold rush comes as gold prices have soared 14% since early October to a new record of $2,088 this week. Gold strength has been underpinned by traders' aggressive pricing and Federal Reserve rate cuts. The yellow metal is the answer for many things at the moment, whether it's have inflation carrying on, rate cuts, or the uncertainty with very costly wars going on, said Joe Hermanjan, portfolio manager of Tiberius Group AG. So, that'll make you wonder why Walmart and Costco and other retailers are getting involved in selling gold. Obviously, people are taking it serious, folks. Whenever you see major retailers selling gold, maybe what Melody's been saying all these years was not so far out of line. Maybe gold and silver is a good hedge against what could become this country. No one likes to think about calamity. God forbid, no one thinks like think about that. But folks, picture in your mind, what if New York City looked like the Gaza Strip? Yeah, think about it. Think about it. What if New York City looked like Kiev? Is it possible? You and I both know it's possible. Is it likely? Yes, it's very likely. Is it pleasant to think about? No. But neither is dying. We're all going to do it someday. Prepare yourself, folks, for that, for any of these events. Anything could happen in the world today. We're sitting on a powder keg. And the more tension and unrest we have inside our borders, the more likely the powder keg is going to blow up from the inside out. As Dimitri Dubin prophesied back in the 80s and 90s to America, we would start with a war in our midst and be invaded from the outside. I'm just sharing with you folks what I sense in my spirit to be true. I can't do anything other than that. All I can do is tell you what I believe is right. You have to make your own decision what you're going to do to prepare for it. That's all I can tell you. GOP seeks constitutional change to offset state electoral advantage from illegal aliens. I say good for them. It's not going to happen, but I say good for them. Something has to be done to stem the unfair tactics of population getting more electoral seats when they're illegal and shouldn't be able to vote. Congressman Warren Davidson, Republican from Ohio, and Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky, proposed an amendment to the U.S. Constitution this week that would prevent states with large numbers of illegal aliens from being represented more in Congress and the Electoral College. Davidson posted on X Tuesday, congressional districts should be drawn based on the population by U.S. citizens only. And I totally agree with that. The census should be specifically count U.S. citizens for appointment, apportionment of representation. Only U.S. citizens are represented by the U.S. Congress. California has a 5.7 extra members of Congress because the census uses a total population and legislation that would end that practice. Congressional districts should be drawn based on the population of the United States citizens only. The census should specifically count U.S. citizens for the appointment of representation. Only U.S. citizens are represented by the U.S. Congress. Massey and also used a message X on writing, I have co-sponsored this proposed amendment to the Constitution. Currently, congressional districts are appointed to states based on the population of citizens and non-citizens, which gives states with numerous illegal aliens an advantage in Congress and the Electoral College. And folks, that is wrong. He's right. He's totally right on that. I don't think it has a snowball's chance of passing, but he's right. They're both right. Illegals should have no say so in any way this country is run or how the money is spent. They should have none, zip. Illegals are criminals. Criminals should not have the advantage over citizens in the country. It's just that simple. This is not rocket science. But think about that. We said many times that we're going to see the hegemony of the U.S. dollar collapse more and more. Well, a biggie in that move just happened. A biggie. Saudi Arabia on Tuesday officially announced that it has joined the BRICS group with the news carried by state TV. That is a huge move. Saudi Arabia has been a, well, I think an ally or friend of the U.S. for many years. We made them wealthy, folks, with the oil embargo from the 70s. We made them wealthy. Not just them, other Middle East countries also. But nonetheless, apparently, they're backing off from the U.S. and the U.S. dollar. That's going to hurt us, U.S., greatly. Rada has been in negotiations on a cessation to the group for months with Foreign Minister Prince Fashi bin Farhan, stating last August that all the details on the move will be evaluated before an appropriate decision was taken. At the time, the foreign minister said the BRICS group was a beneficial and important channel for bolstering economic cooperation between member countries. The group, which until January 1st included Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, welcomed five new members on New Year's Day. Apart from Saudi Arabia, it now includes Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the UAE. Another prospective member, Argentina, made an abrupt U-turn on its accession plans after the presidential election in the country was won by Javier Milei late last year. The group is expected to grow even larger later this year, with Venezuela seeking to become a permanent member at the summit in Russia in October 2024. So we're watching nations drop the dollar. Nations that we count on to feed us, clothe us, house us, give us energy, they're starting to drop away from the U.S. dollar, which means the dollar will become worth less and less and less, and inflation will increase. I don't know what the more I can say about that. That's pretty simple in my mind. And if I can figure it out, folks, I promise you anybody can. As the dollar is starting to be unused around the world, we're losing our ability to manipulate people, control people, and nations, because if we aim for the sanction, they don't care now. We have no authority, no power. Look what's happened. We sanctioned Russia, and all that done was hurt the United Kingdom. Sanctioned Russia just hurt the UK. It didn't hurt Russia. Folks, America doesn't have the clout it once had years ago. It just doesn't. Get used to it. Very few nations respect us, and very few of them fear us now. We become a toothless tiger almost in most cases. Portland poop crisis triggers bacteria outbreak normally found in third world. Oh, this is a sad story. Portland, Oregon used to be one of the most beautiful cities in the country. What a sad, sad story. Fulfilling scripture, by the way, just like the Bible said, he will put diseases on us and we forget him like they had in heathen countries. You mentioned Egypt, particularly in the scriptures, where they were plagued with diseases. Well, guess what? America is going down the same road. Woke Democrats have caused an absurd amount of problems for law-abiding residents in Portland, including a surge in violent crime, out-of-control open-air drug markets, and widespread homelessness. Parts of the metro area have been transformed into a third-world-like state because of disastrous progressive policies. Now the combination of failed policies has sparked what appears to be a public health crisis. Oh, how sad. A highly contagious bacteria called Shigella is spreading across Portland. This bacteria is common in countries found in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia regions. Shigella spreads when one person's infected poop gets into another person's mouth through food or water, from objects or surfaces with Shigella bacteria on them, or during sex, Mahatma County said, according to local news outlet KOIN6, adding, Shigella spreads very easily. Even a small amount is enough to make someone sick. In December, there have been 45 infections of deadly bacteria in Multnomah County and Clackamas counties, with 9 different strains found in Portland since October. For the year, 218 cases have been reported in the region. Local disease patterns suggest that fecal oral spread Local disease patterns suggest a fecal oral spread. Now, folks, I'll make this very clear. Stop and think what two men do to each other, two sodomites do to each other. How do they have relations? Going to break. After the break, a lot more to talk about. Don't go away, folks. A lot more to share.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to finally shine it away. I'm coming away, love, okay.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we are joined by Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And as I told you, folks, earlier now that Costco and Walmart now are both selling gold bars, and other stores are coming online to do the same thing, I suggest you call Melody and see what she's got them for. When else bars, when else gold coins, whatever, even silver, whatever you can do, do it. Whenever you start bombing mainline stores, I think somebody's trying to tell you something that could be important. And Melody, welcome to your broadcast.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to
have
you.
Happy New Year.
Yes. It's hard to believe that we're in 2024. Gee. I graduated high school in 1966, and he's talking about the big bicentennial. It'll be here in 1976. I thought, well, that's a long ways off. It's a long way behind us now, too, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is.
And we'll start off on the lighter side, seeing how you're with us today. I've been sharing some pretty heavy stories here. But I want to start off with something I think everybody's going to enjoy. Okay?
Okay.
My son asked me where poo comes from. I gave him a detailed explanation where he then stood in stunned silence. Then he asked, what about Tigger? Melody. It took a while, but she got it.
No, I got it from the beginning. I just didn't know how to react.
I just see a poor little guy standing with a blank look in his face. What? So anyway, I thought I'd share that with the audience. I thought it was kind
what
of
a cute way to start the year off.
It is, with a laugh. Why not smile once
Why
in a while?
Why not? Why not?
You know, we certainly need to. I mean, everything just keeps on building and building and building in the wrong direction.
Hey, the one good thing is that it can only go up from here.
There you go. There you go. Melody, what do you want to add?
Are you sure it can only go up from here?
It may just be we hit a hard rebound, you know, so have to go up. What do you want to add to anything before you start anything else?
Well, you know, this year, I mean, we had a pullback in gold today. No, it's no biggie. I mean, what did we expect? You've seen a lot of yesterday, the dollar was up a full point, which is a rarity. But, you know, hey, we're still at 2048. So we have ups and we have downs. Gold's going to go up. Gold's going to go down. Silver's going to go up. Silver's going to go down. So, you know, what you do is you just get in there and you buy it and you hold it. And, you know, I'm just seeing there was an article back in December from this financial strategist, I guess. And he says that 6-7% portfolio allocation to gold would be prudent. 6-7%, to me, I would say, what's the point? What's the point? It's the 6-7% allocation in your portfolio is not going to do what gold is meant to do. So I'm glad that he's recommending it. And I guess, you know, maybe some of these CNBC financial analysts and so forth, yeah, maybe they're dealing with people who have $20, $30, $50, $100 million. Yeah, then you don't need, you know, half of it in gold. You know, maybe that makes a little more sense when you're going to have 6-7%. But, I mean, to strew that to put everybody in the same box is wrong. And that's the difference. You know, everybody's on a different budget. Everybody has different thoughts. Everybody has different agendas. Everybody has a different objective. So, and that's how they should be purchasing gold and silver. So if you're normal and you don't have $100 million, well, 6-7% of gold is not going to cover what you're going to need to cover your financial wealth. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188, Butch.
Yeah, and by the way, gold has been up $200 since October.
Yeah.
That's $100 a month. I mean, November, December, boom. Here we are, you know, over 2,000. That is a pretty good jump in my mind, percentage-wise, for gold.
So. Absolutely. And you know, and I tell people all the time, Butch, I know people don't buy gold based on my statement that I'm going to share. But if gold stayed, if the market crashed and gold stayed the same as it is today, if it didn't go to $5,000 or $10,000, you're still going to be the wealthiest person on your block.
That's true.
And that's how you view gold. It's protecting your purchasing power no matter what happens. Does it do it dollar for dollar? Not necessarily. And anybody who tries to use that as an example, well, you know, gold doesn't do it, you know, dollar for dollar. Don't pay any attention to them. So if gold can be the same price today, if the markets crash, I would rather be holding gold all day long, even if it stayed at this level. So, you know, but people are, you know, other financial planners and the online sellers and so forth, they're not educating the people in that manner. And that's sad.
It's hard for people, I think, to grasp the idea, Melly, that their portfolios in 401ks, whatever. Imagine them going to nothing. I mean, they'll still be there. You might have 100 grand in a 401k, but the dollar's worth nothing. How much you got? What's 100 grand worth? So on paper, it looks pretty, but what's it worth? That's the point, folks. In your hand, precious metals is still precious metals, no matter what. But maybe we should look into what Pfizer is doing. Maybe you probably already saw this, but Pfizer makes a $43 billion bet that turbo cancers are going to explode around the world.
Gee, I wonder how they know.
Yeah, isn't that curious? The acquisition means Pfizer becomes the largest oncology company in the world capable of treating most turbo cancers caused by mRNA vaccines. However, the nature of the acquisition has left many people scratching their heads. Why would Pfizer, flush with enormous profits it has reaped through the mRNA vaccine, overpay $43 billion for a small cancer drug company? Pfizer does not need the cash. It will also issue $31 billion in debt just to purchase Seagen. Everyone is taking this at face value, but there's something very sinister lurking in the details of this deal. So what do you think is happening, folks? Why would Pfizer spend $43 billion for a $2 billion company? What would they expect to make back out of that? I wonder if they know turbo cancers are going to pick up tremendously worldwide. What a curious thing. Gee. Now, we know, Melody, Pfizer will never do anything to hurt anybody. We know that, right?
Oh, of course not. You know, of course not.
But how much evidence? You know, the military, I don't know how many military personnel are now suing the government for what happened with the COVID vaccine. I mean, they're being sued. This is no longer under the rug. This is public news now. They're suing the government for what was forced on them, while they were members of the service. Or those who were kicked out, they're asking to come back in, or in the process of suing that. They're being used as guinea pigs. I wonder how far that's going to go. You have to wonder, will this make it to court and do anything, or just be swept under the rug, or will something else come along to take its place? I think it's an interesting question. What do you think?
Well, I think it'll be swept under the rug, to be honest with you.
I just read an article a minute ago where two senators, one from Kentucky and one from Ohio, have proposed a constitutional amendment that would not allow the states to use illegals as part of the population count. You have to be a citizen to be counted in population count because they're using the illegals to get more representatives in Congress. I agree with that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably not.
I don't see it making it through. I really don't.
No. I mean, they're going to have to be counted if they're getting federal money. So they're not going to break that connection. I heard on an annual basis these illegals are getting $40,000.
Good God. A lot of people I know retired don't make anywhere near that much.
So.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
A lot of people work full-time jobs don't make that much.
I mean, when you really think about all the benefits that they get, the schooling, just everything.
Healthcare, everything, yes.
Everything, yes. Healthcare. Yeah, look at California. Every one of them gets free healthcare. Is that, does every citizen in California get free healthcare?
Every working citizen pays for it. Whether they get it or not, they pay for it. Those that are working.
I think California is giving them free health care.
They are. They're planning.
I don't know. They're extending the health care, but is it free?
I think it is free. I think it is, yes. Along with that, you see, this article says, we did it, Joe. Monthly migrant encounters exceed 300,000 for the first time in U.S. history. 1 month. The cloward pivoting of America continues unabated, thanks to the well-funded enemies of America and the impotent and well-lobbied legislature. On Monday, Fox News reported that a record 302,000 encounters with illegal migrants occurred in December, which marks 785,000 encounters since October 1st. Wow. According to the report, there were just 74,000 encounters in the same month in 2021. So 2 years ago, 74,000 compared to 302,000 in 2023. The Biden administration, meanwhile, has been deliberately downplaying the border situation, which they created with a virtual invitation from migrants to pour into the country after striking down several Trump-era border protections on day one. Fox News also used drones to observe the scale of the border crisis, capturing footage of the mass movement of people from over 150 countries, Melody. 150 countries. These visuals, often underreported by other networks, present a stark reality. Border Patrol agents significantly outnumbered are struggling to manage the influx in key areas such as Eagle Pass, where daily crossings have reached alarming rates. 10.5 million Chinese have come across the border, the last count that I received. I wonder what's going on there. But 150 countries have been coming across the border we know of. I mean, Melody, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, what's going on? I mean, what do you mean, what's going on? I mean, it's just...
It's an invasion.
It's an invasion. And, you know, all you hear about these Democrats on TV talk about, oh, our immigration laws are broken. And no, enforce them. Reverse the ones that he took away at the start of the administration and just enforce them. How hard is that? Well, I guess it's very difficult, but...
And use the personnel necessary to do it, which might be the National Guard, but use the Guard to do it. That's what they're here for.
Yep.
Illegal alien invaders line up to receive free taxpayer-funded housing in New York City. Got a couple stories about New York. The New York mayor is crying and upset. But anyway, the taxpayer-funded housing scheme is part of New York City's Sanctuary City policy that guarantees free housing for illegal migrants. Let me repeat that. The Sanctuary City guarantees free housing to illegals. How insane, unjust, and unfair is that? The people that are basically living on the streets and barely pay their house payments, but we guarantee housing for illegals, criminals. Because this is Sanctuary City, housing is guaranteed. So if they want, if they wait in line, they can reapply and be rehoused, Fox News reporter Madison Allworth said in front of the queue of migrants. In New York City, illegal migrants are lined up for blocks to receive free taxpayer-funded housing. Taxpayer-funded housing. It's not free to the taxpayer. What you're seeing is in this line that wraps around the corner and has been this long all day long. It is yet to be seen how much that will cost. What I can tell you is that the crisis is up to a point of has cost $3 billion. About 70,000 illegal aliens are now residing in New York City, which has faced an even greater influx of migrants as a result of Texas Governor Greg Abbott busing them into the city from the border. Texas has transported over 95,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities like New York City and Chicago have seen only a fraction of what overwhelmed Texas border towns face daily. We will continue our transportation mission until Biden reverses course with open border policies. Texas has transported over 95,000 migrants to sanctuary cities. We're going to continue this, and good for Abbott. He's right on that. I mean, 95,000 is dropping a bucket of what's been crossing through Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, and California, in New Mexico. And we're seeing this, folks. He's doing the right thing. He's making the sanctuary cities have to knuckle down and do what they're going to do. House these people. Mayor Eric Adams said New York City is out of room, literally, while giving free hotel rooms to border crossers. Melly, when are we going to get off this idea of calling this stuff free? It's not free.
You know, it's interesting. I think it was the mayor who was saying that he wants the federal government money because it's putting an undue burden to the taxpayers of New York. It's like, well, yeah, that's what happens. It should be your tax dollars taking care of these people. You applauded being a sanctuary city and state. That's what you wanted, so you taxpayers of New York, so you got to pay for it. You shouldn't have to go to the federal government.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Why should my tax? It goes against my religious belief, right?
I agree. Well, the states that didn't agree this shouldn't have no part in this.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we do.
We're forced.
After the break, I'm going to read about Eric Adams and what he's saying, and Illinois towns around Chicago are passed ordinance that they won't let any illegals in. We're seeing a clampdown now that's going to lead to a lot of division, and I believe a lot of chaos, and I don't want to think what comes out of that. Go ahead, Melly. You're going to take us out in a few seconds here.
Oh, we are. Yes, I thought Wednesdays was your program.
Oh, huh? Well, no, huh? Well, okay. Huh? I can do that. I mean, I can do that.
But yeah, I think too, Butch, I think we're going to see this is, I think this is going to be the, you know, 2024 is going to be an interesting year. Of course, every year gets a little more and more interesting, but go ahead. We're
going to break, folks. Back of the break. Don't go away.
Oh, won't you tell me again?
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back in the last segment for the day, Wednesday, the third day of January 2024. We're joined now with the boss of the program, Melody Cederstrom.
The boss.
She's the boss. But anyway, we got a lot more stories to cover. And Melody, you kick in anytime you want to. I'm just kind of, you told me to go ahead, so I'm doing it. You kick in if you have anything you want to say, please feel free to speak.
You got
up.
It. You know All I right. will.
All right. Mayor Eric Adams said New York City is out of room, literally, while giving free hotel rooms to border crossers. Mayor Eric Adams said New York City is out of room, literally, which with the arrival of more than 160,000 border crossers and illegal aliens since the spring of 2022. At the same time, though, Adams' administration continues giving free hotel rooms to new arrivals. In an interview with Fox 5 New York's Rosanna Scotto, Adams warned again that border crossers, illegal aliens, will soon be sleeping on the city streets if this rate of illegal immigration under President Joe Biden continues. Listen to that. If the rate of illegal immigration continues under President Joe Biden, he used to like Joe Biden. What happened? We're not just saying we're out of room as a sound bite. We're out of room, literally, Adams said. People are going to be eventually sleeping on the streets. Adams also claimed that there is nothing he can do to revoke the New York City sanctuary policy, which shields illegal aliens from being turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We cannot, by law, tell someone that if they come to the city, you can't come to the city, Adams said. We can't even turn them over to ICE. The law states that we cannot notify ICE. I cannot break the law and enforce the law. So in Sanctuary City, it's against the law to turn them over to ICE. They can turn them away. It's against the law, folks, to do that in Sanctuary City. Why is he crying about that? They wanted to be Sanctuary City. What are they whining about? They're being blessed with what they wanted. I just wonder, Melly, what the people of New York City are thinking. I mean, is anybody saying anything? Are they in groups standing up and saying, we got to stop this, other than the mayor's whining, but are the citizens of New York saying enough is enough or no?
You don't hear much from them.
No, you don't.
They're pretty
quiet.
They're pretty quiet.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I mean, what if it's a bad, and I'm sure it is, why are they tolerating this? The people, enough of them stand up, they have to do some changing around, whether Democrats or not, they have to change it around. Illinois towns and cities rising up to oppose Chicago's and Governor J.B. Pritzker's sanctuary policies. As the year-end toll amounts for the cost of welcoming policies, the Democrat Illinois Governor J.P. Pritzker and the city of Chicago's continue to push, many villages, cities, and counties in the collar area around Chicago are finally starting to push back by enacting laws that ban buses from dropping off homeless illegals, aliens, in their jurisdictions. As Breitbart News reported early in December, despite claiming to be a sanctuary or welcome city, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson quietly put into place ordinances that severely restrict times of day, days a week, and number of buses that are allowed to drop off illegals, aliens inside city limits. But the move has had serious consequences for surrounding cities as bus drivers begin to leave their passengers in the communities just outside Chicago, and even in further flung areas, the collar counties, including the Windy City. In surrounding Windy City. In response to Chicago's restrictions, several cities quickly passed ordinances of their own to prevent buses from dropping off any of the illegal aliens that were initially headed for Chicago, but that did not stop the buses, most of which are originating in Texas, from dropping off passengers in cities as far as 50 miles south of Chicago. Now the move to pass local laws prohibiting bus drop-offs is growing as surrounding cities and counties rush to pass laws to keep the buses aimed at heading from Chicago and not their own locales. This could be building up to an interesting scenario, Melody. I mean, Chicago doesn't want them. They're trying to turn them back. The towns surrounding Chicago don't want them. What do you think could happen here?
Well, you know, also, though, you're going to see this. everyone knows that this most likely will be Biden's last year in office, the administration, and they're just going to be, we're going to see these numbers triple by the end of the year, I think. And that's a sad thing.
I wonder if the people are going to tolerate it. I don't know. You know, Illinois is now making police officers out of illegals. You know that.
I know. Mm-hmm. I do know that.
So you drive them down to Interstate Illinois, you get pulled over by a guy that don't even speak English. Very rarely speaks English. He doesn't know anything about the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and he couldn't care less about your rights. He's wearing a badge and a gun. He's the law. That's scary. It truly is scary. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, sir.
Iran dispatches warship to the Red Sea. Houthis warn of repercussions after U.S. forces killed rebels during a Maersk ship attack. Regional instability risk mount in the Red Sea following the Iran-backed Houthi attack on a Maersk container ship on Sunday. U.S. forces responded with attack helicopters that eliminated 3 boats and 10 rebels. After the skirmish, a spokesperson for the Yemeni militia group warned of consequences and repercussions for the U.S. aggression. Houthi military spokesman Yahya Syria confirmed on the Yemen TV channel Al Masira that U.S. forces killed 10 of the fighters. U.S. enemy forces attacked 3 boats belonging to the Yemeni naval forces, which led to the martyrdom and the loss of 10 people from the naval forces. A spokesman said his fighters were performing their humanitarian and moral duty to deter Israeli-related commercial vessels from transiting the Red Sea in solidarity and support for the Palestinian people. He said the U.S. bears the consequences for attacking and killing 10 of its fighters, adding that the military movements at the Red Sea to protect Israel, Israeli ships will not prevent Yemen Houthi militia from performing some humanitarian duty in support of Palestine and Gaza. Perhaps even more problematically, from a global escalation perspective, Iran dispatched a warship to the Red Sea. The outboards destroyed traverse to Bab Hamadab Strait, a narrow choke point between the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. On Monday, Iranian state media said, adding that Iran's naval fleet had been operating in the area to secure shipping lanes, repel pirates, among other purposes since 2009. The move appears to represent a clear challenge to U.S.-led Maritime Security Force, established last month to protect ships from attack in the region. So you see, folks, you have to understand this is not, in the eyes of Yemen and other Muslim countries, what they're doing is absolutely morally right in their duty. I'm not going to get into discussing which side's right on this. That's not the point. Both sides think they're morally obligated to wipe the other one out. So there you go. Comments, Melody?
No. And so how do you end a war like that? You till one side wins.
Well, Netanyahu right? said it's not going in this year. You heard him say that, right?
Yeah, I did.
So it's getting very serious. And Hamas leaders' killing raises fears of wider war. Israel keeps up bombardment of Gaza. Israeli forces kept up their assault on Gaza Strip on Wednesday and told civilians to leave a refugee camp in the north of the Palestinian enclave after the war reached into Lebanon with the killing in Beirut of the Hamas deputy leader. Israel has neither confirmed or denied that it killed Salah al-Arari in a drone strike in the Lebanese capital on Tuesday. The military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said Israeli forces were in a high state of readiness and prepared for any scenario. The assassination was a further sign that the nearly three-month-old war between Israel and Hamas was spreading across the region, drawing in the occupied West Bank, Hezbollah forces on the Lebanon-Israel border, and even Red Sea shipping lanes. This war is going to spread. If it doesn't stop real soon, it's going to spread all across the Middle East. And already India is getting involved also with ships. This is really spreading quickly. Melody, can you believe it's been almost 3 months already?
I know. But you know what? It seems like it's been going on forever. You know? It's like Ukraine,
yeah.
You know? It's...
Yeah, in a sense, it does. Well, Ukraine's been going on almost 2 years. I mean, it's amazing how fast the years go by. But think of the carnage and the death and the destruction that's happened in Ukraine and in Russia also, on both sides. Ex-CIA officer said Ukraine's a sinking ship after New York Times highlights recruitment crisis. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky issued a customary speech to the nation wherein he advanced a vision of optimism even as he already war-ravaged countries under Russian bombs and drones. Putin has said Monday that these aerial operations will intensify. Zelensky vowed to see Ukraine transform into an arms production powerhouse, saying that in a Sunday televised speech that next year, the enemy will feel the wrath of domestic production. Our weapons, our equipment, artillery, our shells, our drones, our naval greetings to the enemy, and at least 1 million Ukrainian FPV drones, he added, all of which will generously use on land, in the sea, and of course, in the sky, and then, of course, the sea. Speaking of the West-sponsored pilot training program, which is happening in Northern Europe and America, Zelensky claimed that Ukrainian trainees are already mastering F-16 jets and they'll definitely soon be seen in Ukraine skies to that our enemies can certainly see what our real wrath is. Friday witnessed one of the largest missile drone attacks carried out by Russia forces since the war began, but in the wake of Zelensky said there's no matter how many the enemy launches, Ukrainians will still rise. Optimistic thinking. That's all I can say. Comments?
No, sir.
No stomach in U.S. to keep funding Ukraine as war is over, Pentagon official says. Wow. Former Pentagon official Michael Maloff is predicting that Congress and the former Pentagon are in for a tumultuous start of 2024 as an ongoing standoff for revised billions for more in Ukraine defense and aid highlights the reality that there is no stomach any longer to fund Ukraine. The ex-senior security policy analyst in the Office of Secretary of Defense issued the words in a fresh interview with Russian media, wherein he also emphasized that the only way out for Kyiv is through negotiations based on the current dire realities of the battlefield, which has seen setback after setback for Ukraine forces. I just got a question, Bill. This gentleman, Mr. Malov, discussed this with Russian media. Why would he get on Russian media and tell them that they're beating Ukraine? Well, I mean, why would he do that? Why would he speak to Russian media and say Ukraine hasn't got a chance? What was the purpose of that?
Well, what do you think is the purpose?
I don't know. To me, it's kind of a slap in the face for Ukraine. I'm not being pro-Ukraine here, but to go on the Russian media and say you're winning, that's pretty biased, say the least.
Yeah.
This dire state of things has also been seen in the increasingly gloomy and the negative coverage of Ukraine on the part of the major mainstream media. For example, the New York Times ran this surprising headline over the weekend: "People Snatchers: Ukraine's Recruiters Use Harsh Tactics to Fill Ranks." Weeks prior, in early December, the same publication issued this headline: "U.S. to Ukraine search for a new strategy after a failed counteroffensive." Malov issued his own even more pessimistic assessment, painting a picture of a domino effect spilling over into the halls of the tense and divided Congress, which had which must blatantly acknowledge a war is over. Acknowledge a war is over. Well, somebody needs to tell those guys are still dying on the front line. The war's over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just don't. What can you say? I mean, the war's over, so quit shooting each other. It just doesn't make any sense. And nothing left in UK military stockpiles after arming Ukraine. This is the Times of London. And part of a continuing trend of major Western publication blatantly admitting that all is not well with Ukraine policy and the state of war, the Times of London reported Sunday that UK has nothing left in its own military stockpiles after being among Ukraine's biggest weapons suppliers for nearly 2 years of conflict. So the British defense officials say European leaders are now busy cranking through the gears to ramp up weapons production. So there you go. You can't win a war, folks, without weapons. And everybody's running out of them, including the U.S., by the way. Melody, what do you want to say and get down to closing? What do you want to say?
Well, you know, we've mentioned it time and time again. It's going to be a very interesting year. I mean, I can't believe when you're looking at the Red Sea, you look at all the bombing that's going on all around Iran and Iran, all everything that's – it's just we are at war. It isn't a matter of starting or becoming involved. We pretty much are. It's just no one has recognized that yet. So I don't know what will happen in order for it to actually be acknowledged. You know, that's the scary thing. So, you know, get prepared, sit back, and watch it all unfold. That's the best that any of us can do. You can do that by calling us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.